Yeah, a good turnout of farmers from across the state, and we're happy to see the interest this year in the farming situation, the economics of the situation, and it was just wonderful to try the new product. There hadn't been a new product like peanut milk on the market in many years, and we're just optimistic about this new product, and generally the folks here that tried it tonight really liked it.
You know, I got a chance to talk with Bob Parker. He was one of your guest speakers with the National Peanut Board. He said this is the first new peanut product in 100 years. So that says something, doesn't it?
Wow, 100 years. You know it does. So there's market share out there to be had, and we hope the peanut milk is part of that.
Now, when we take a look at the industry as a whole, of course, Florida continues to grow, and we hope to see the markets continue to grow so peanut producers can do the same thing.
Yeah, we do. We've got the potential for even more growth in Florida. We've got available lands that we can plant peanuts on, some good sandy loam soil, and where farmers can produce good yields, good quality. So we're hoping to expand, if the need be, for peanuts in the state of Florida.
I guess we're not that far away from seeing some seed going to ground, are we?
Yeah, really close. 85-degree weather for the past week or so. Farmers are getting itchy to even put some seed in the ground. I heard one say, maybe I'm ready to plant a little corn, but I hope they hold off because winter's not over. But it's beautiful weather. Planting time will be here before we know it.